I'm going to close with one thing. I was reading my Bible this week, and I kept seeing this phrase jump out at me in the Bible. And I kept seeing this phrase, and I studied this phrase in the Bible. It's used 6 times, and it's used by God. It's used out of the mouth of God. And it's when the prophet is preaching to the king of Israel, Jehu, and he says, Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and he says, "Thus saith the Lord." He said, "I will destroy from Jeroboam him that pisseth against the wall." Have you ever seen that phrase in the Bible? Put it up here. Him that pisseth against the wall. You see that in the Bible. It's used 6 times in the Bible. And it's, you know, 6 is a significant number in the Bible. It's the number of a man. You know, there are different numbers that represent different things in the Bible. Like 7 is the number of completion. You know, 5 is the number of death. And you'll see that all throughout the Bible. People being killed under their 5th rib. Genesis 5:5, Acts 5:5, on and on. You'll see different numbers and significance of numbers. And the 6 times this phrase is used in the Bible. And you say, "Oh, I can't believe you speak that way. That's vile." I'm sorry, but the Bible says that the words of Jesus Christ are wholesome words. And the Bible says every word of God is pure. And so don't accuse me of using bad language. That's what the Bible says. He said, "I will destroy him that pisseth against the wall." Now, did you ever stop and think, what did God mean by that? Did he mean, well, I don't know, what did he mean? Obviously, what is he talking about? All the men, right? He said, "I'm going to kill all the men that come from Jeroboam." Because there's a difference between men and women. Men piss against the wall. Women don't. Okay? And so God said, he used that language, he used that expression. And by the way, that expression is only in the King James Bible. The New King James eliminates it. This is what the New King James says. Males. All the males. And you know, the guys who made it, they are males. They're not men. And God said a man is somebody who pisses against the wall. Did you know this? When I was in Germany, and you're not even going to believe this. See, why are you preaching this? Because it's in the Bible. Okay. I was in Germany, and I went to use the restroom in Germany in several different people's houses. I mean, totally different people. And even in public places, they had a sign that prohibited a man from peeing standing up. I'm not kidding. I mean, you can ask, my wife is from Germany, and I was there for 3.5 months. They had a sign in people's house, they had a sign in the public restroom that prohibited, and I'm not going to, you know, it was like a circle and a line through it, and it's
no... Is this
no
really a Christian sermon about a guy talking about the bathroom signs in Germany?
Yes.
Oh, brother. What's the point? Does this guy get to a point of this sermon?
No, not really. He keeps going off about how... that men need to be men and pee standing up and all this trash.
Well, there you go.
So I don't know if this is worth listening to the rest of it. We
Oh, please finish it. Please.
Okay, here we go.
She said, "No man in Germany pee standing up." That's where we're headed in this country, my friend. We got a bunch of pastors who pee sitting down. We got a bunch of, and you say, "Oh, you know, you're being vile." I'm not. Hey, thank God for people. God's the one that wrote the Bible, my friend. We got pastors who pee sitting down. We got the President of the United States probably pee sitting down. We got a bunch of preachers. We got a bunch of leaders who don't stand up and piss against the wall like a man. And I'm going to tell you something. That's what's wrong with America. You don't like it? You don't like an old-fashioned Bible that tells you what being a man's all about? Because it's called the King James Bible. And if you don't like that term, piss against the wall, then you know what? Go to the bookstore this afternoon and buy a new King James. It'll take out that word. It'll take out the word damnation. It'll take out the word hell about half the times. It'll take out the word Jehovah, the name of God. It'll take out anything in the Bible that has any power to it. It'll take out anything that tells you how things are supposed to be. But you know what? 400 years ago, pastors used to stand up and preach that a man needs to be a man. Not a male. Not the males.
I thought he was going to say the pastors used to stand up.
Because the editors of the NIV pee sitting down. Because the editors of the New King James, they all pee sitting down. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to pee sitting down.
All right. Chris, tell us about this error of looking at numerology for interpretation of Scripture.
Good night. It's like he's completely missing the point. Just read the text. All this is basically saying is that God is going to curse Jeroboam, and he's going to cut off, you know, his descendants. All of the men of his line are going to be cut off. I mean, this is not a positive speech about maleness, and it's not positively speaking about pissing against the wall. He's saying that he's going to cut off all of the male descendants of Jeroboam because of his evil.